Good morning. Welcome to our worship service this morning, and a happy Mother's Day to all of you who are mothers or mother figures or anything related to that. I know I've 12 siblings, and six of them are mothers, whether they're younger or older. I've got lots of mothers in my life, whether they like being called that or not. We got the bossy mom, the snotty mom. No, I'm just kidding. But we kind of do, so... But happy Mother's Day to all of you. I know we are all blessed by your presence and what you guys do, and I get to see all that through what I get to do here at the church as well. If you want to look to your bulletin in the announcements section, there is a Mother's Day program during Sunday school hour. It's going to start at 11:30 here in the church, so go to your classes and do all that stuff, unless you are in David and Lori's class. If you're in the junior department, David and Lori are not here because they are celebrating with Jake and Brooklyn down in Sioux Falls because they got married yesterday, but it was a good time down there as well. So if you're in that class, go to the teen room with my class, the high school class. And also, if you're in the adult class that's in here, Jim is not here. So you won't have Sunday school until we all come in here together. So if anyone that's presenting during the Mother's Day program, if you need to practice, you guys can come in right here right away if you would like to do that for the program before that time. So also, the VBS staff meeting, for anybody that's volunteering for helping with VBS, or if you're still thinking about maybe possibly doing it and you want to know if there's anything that you could do, come to that meeting May 22nd or 21st at 6 o'clock here at the church. Pizza will be provided. The VBS is May 27th through 30th. You can use that QR code there and register. And I also forgot about the Mother's Day program. If you walked in, there is the pens out in the foyer. Those are for you mothers as well, for a gift from the CE board for all that you guys do. Also, if you look down there, the tables and chairs, as we enter garage sale season and graduation season and all that stuff, if you guys are looking to use some chairs, just please don't take the white tables and chairs. There's metal chairs and wood tables in the classrooms and stuff that you guys can take to use and bring back. And if you're going to do so, please talk to Pastor Jim or I, and we can get that arranged so that way we know where they are and who's got them and all that stuff, and make sure we don't need them here before you take them. So, also, if you want to help back in the back with live stream during the summer and so forth, you guys can talk to Pastor Jim about that. It's pretty simple back there, I think. Anyways, I don't really do it. Everybody else does it. So, I don't know, Mike, is it simple back there? Good? Good. You guys can do it. And it's not every week. So, we'd like some help with that as well. In the foyer out there, there's a little stand with a box for baby bottles. If you guys want to take a baby bottle, fill it with change, cash, check, whatever, bring that back on June 15th for the Plus One Pregnancy Center. It's a good fundraiser for them, and it's a kind of a fun thing to do for kids as well. So, are there any other announcements today? Now that you've been sitting there listening to that, I want you guys to stand because our call to worship this morning is Romans 12, 1 and 2. So stand with me as we read Romans 12, 1 and 2, and you guys can say it along with me. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by the testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Thank you.
Please take your hymnals and join together as we sing about our Redeemer, hymn number 506. I will sing of my Redeemer. I will sing of my Redeemer and his wondrous love to me. On the cruel cross he suffered, From the curse to set me free. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. I will sell the wondrous story, how my lost estate to save. In his boundless love and mercy, he the ransom freely gave. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. I will praise my dear Redeemer, his triumphant power I'll tell, how the victory he giveth over sin and death and hell. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer, with his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. I will sing of my Redeemer and his heavenly love to me. He from death to life hath brought me, Son of God with him to be. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. Greet one another if you would this morning.
Morning again. I did realize when you guys were, when we were saying the verse together, that you guys don't have it memorized yet? No, I should have told you. It was in your bulletin on top of the announcements section. That's why we were reading it together. So I apologize about that. That's my fault. But it is something that's good to memorize as well. So this is our time to lift our prayers and praises up to the Lord as a congregation. We have a whole list here as well, and I wanted to see if anybody else has any that they wanted to add to this. This is the first time I've done this, so give me some grace. But anybody got anything that they would like to add? Mark?
An update on Rick Strasburg. He's down in the hospital, the Vera Specialty Hospital in Duval. Talked with
For those of you that might not have heard, Mark was saying that he went down and visited Rich Strasburg yesterday in Sioux Falls, and he has a possibility of coming home the end of this week. So just prayers for that, and that'll all go well. Long road ahead, but he's got a lot of people around him to help him out. So, yeah, Erica. Okay. What is his name? Okay. It was your friend's grandson? Grandson, okay. Erica's friend's grandson, Joseph, had gotten on an ATV accident. And no broken bones, but just some healing there as well. Anybody else? Okay, we'll go to the Lord in prayer. Dearly Father, I just thank you for the opportunity we have to come into this building and into the sanctuary to praise and worship you. Lord, I just thank you for who you are to us and the ability that we have to come together. Lord, I just thank you for the reason why we come, and that is your Son. I thank you for sending him to die on the cross for our sins. Lord, there's lots of needs, lots of praises that we can lift up to you this morning, Lord, but a few I wanted to mention is praying for Rich Strasburg and just the different things that he's got going on in his life and the battles he's got to fight and the people around him that are going to be there for him. Lord, I just pray that you would show yourself to them in this time of need and just pray for healing on him and just a peace of mind as they go through what they're going through. Lord, I also want to pray for Erica's friend's grandson, Joseph, Lord, and just how scary that can be, being in an accident of any sort, but especially an ATV accident, Lord. I just pray that you would put your healing hand upon him and just to be able to protect him and be able to get a full recovery as he goes forward, Lord. Lord, I just look at this list, and there's so many different things we could look at and pray for, but we know that you are the great physician, and we know that you are in control of all, and your will and what you want to be done will be done through all of this. Lord, I just pray that in every situation that your will would be done, and you would be glorified through it all. Lord, there's lots of traveling and different things coming up this summer. I just pray that you would be able to protect us in all of those vacations and graduations and everything that's going on. Lord, I just pray that you would show yourself to everybody involved in those. Lord, I just pray for our VBS this year, that you would be able to bring kids in that might not know you, and that we would be able to share your love through what we say and do in that time. Lord, I just thank you and I praise you for all that you do and who you are for us. Lord, I just pray that in this time as we go forward in this next few minutes that we will be able to stay focused on you and be able to worship you with our hearts and minds open to hear your word. Lord, I just pray these things in your Son's name. Amen.
just in case you haven't heard it yet, I do wish a happy Mother's Day to all the mothers with us here and those who may be watching or listening. As I was thinking this morning, you know, there's not really worship songs that are centered around mothers, but there are worship songs about God's love. When you think of a mother's love, I think there's a lot of similarities in there, because all the things that a mother will give up for her child reminds us also of everything that Christ gave up for us. Let's stand and sing a few songs here this morning. Something we can be encouraged by is being lifted up by God's love, because that's, you know, we find ourselves depending on ourselves, we just keep crashing lower. But God is there. He sent His Son to lift us up. If we rely on Him, all we got to do is reach out.
Shine above. amazing, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day, glorious day. One day the trumpet will sound for his coming, one day the skies with his glories will shine. Wonderful day, my beloved one bringing, my Savior Jesus is mine. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day. Single
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege it is to come together and worship you this morning. We thank you for the reminder in these lyrics that you are not concerned so much with our external, but you look at our hearts. And I pray that our hearts would be open and attentive now to what you have to say to us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.